This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hey, friend. Welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. Today, we're diving into a topic that's equal parts necessary and emotionally loaded. Feedback. Yep, that good old feedback. Whether you're a filmmaker, writer, designer, or working creative, notes and feedback are part of your world. And yet, they can feel like a punch in the gut sometimes, right? You put your time, your heart, your vision into something, and then someone says, yeah, it's not quite there. It's not quite there yet. In this episode, we're talking about how to navigate notes without letting them crush you, how to tell the difference between ego and instinct, and how to actually use feedback to make your work better, not just different. Today's quote is from Brené Brown. She's the author of Dare to Lead, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts. She says, quote, if we shield ourselves from all feedback, we stop growing, end quote. Now, I've been on both sides of feedback and notes. I've given notes, and I've also received notes. Some were helpful, some not so helpful. And what I've learned is that you have to get comfortable with feedback. You know, just nestle into it. You know, pull it up like a little blanket. Get comfy. If you're putting creative work into the world, it's a part of the process. And your relationship with feedback can make or break your overall creative momentum. Let's dive into all of that. But first, what's in my cup? Today, I'm sipping on a good old-fashioned iced coffee. Nothing fancy, just my usual go-to. The mornings have been nice and cool, and the days a bit warmer. It's been pretty nice outside, and this cup of iced coffee is hitting just right. Let me tell you, it's so good. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, I hope your cup is full. Cheers, let's get into it. Let's first start with what notes are not. They're not a personal attack, they're not proof that you're not talented, and they're not the enemy of your original idea. Sometimes your vision doesn't fully translate, and that's okay. Feedback is a bridge. It doesn't mean you failed at something. No, it's all about refinement. So here are some things that might happen when you hear a note. Your heart rate might spike. You start defending your choices, right? You feel misunderstood, exposed, maybe even a little angry. And that's not you being dramatic necessarily. No, that's your nervous system doing its job. The brain sometimes registers feedback as a threat, especially if you tie your work to your worth. And if you want to grow, you've got to decouple ego from excellence. Your ego wants to be right all the time, yeah? But your creative self wants to get better. Your creative self needs to grow. Here's a check-in question for you when this happens. You can ask yourself, am I reacting because it's bad feedback or because I feel like I'm being judged? And then you can pause, take a beat, then reread the note that was given. That takes us to all the different types of notes you might get. I'm breaking this down from a writer's standpoint and notes writers might get because I'm a writer. Okay, let's do that. Here we go. Number one, the vague note. It's not landing. Translation might be something's unclear. The tone, the pacing, the intention. You can then ask yourself, what exactly didn't land? Number two, the prescriptive note. Just cut this whole scene, they'll say. So be careful here. The solution may not be right, but the problem they're reacting to could be real. Yeah? So why did they feel this part wasn't working? You can ask yourself. Number three, the taste-based note. They might say, I don't like when characters break the fourth wall. All right, not all notes need to be implemented. So ask yourself, is this about personal taste for them or does it point to a deeper issue? Ask yourself, can I make my intention clearer as to why this character breaks the fourth wall? Number four, the contradictory note, the make it more dramatic, but also more subtle. So this usually means the tone or the intention isn't fully clear to the reader. So don't panic, just ask questions. So depending on the note, ask yourself, what problem is this note trying to solve? because that's what it should be doing. The feedback is supposed to be helping you, right? So ask yourself that. What problem is this note trying to solve? Receiving feedback is sort of like a skill. And here's a short framework you can implement when receiving notes. Number one, listen without interrupting. So let them finish. Maybe take your own set of notes while they're talking. Nod, even if you're screaming on the inside. Number two, separate your emotional response from your revision plan. Give yourself time. Think about the feedback. You know, you can even journal about it if you want. Call a creative friend. Try not to rewrite out of spite or panic. Let it sit inside you. Ponder it, think about it, and just separate your emotional response from the revision plan. Number three, ask for clarification. So say, can you help me understand what felt off to you, or what were you hoping to see there? Ask the questions if you need to. Remember, you are still the writer, the creative, but stay open to seeing what may be some blind spots, right? Sometimes you don't even notice that this character is doing this, or this scene isn't really working here, until you get a new perspective through this feedback, through these notes. And then you're like, oh yeah, wait. Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, I can see that now. And another example of this is whenever you have a first draft, second draft, you put it away for a few months, go back to it and reread it, and you're like, wait a minute, that's not working right there. Wait a minute, It's because you have a different perspective now that you've been out of it for a few months, right? So you kind of see it differently. And that's kind of what a new reader or a collaborator, a peer, a mentor, these people reading it for the first time can see those little holes as well. And hopefully help you turn it into something even better. Okay, now let's flip it. You'll also be on the giving end of feedback sometimes. As a peer, a collaborator, a mentor, here's how you can do it with empathy. Number one, start with what's working. Creatives, writers, filmmakers, they need to know what to keep, not just what to cut. Number two, speak to the intention, not just your preference. Instead of, I don't like this, try, I'm not sure this is serving the goal you mentioned. Number three, avoid rewriting for them unless they invite you to. Offer ideas if you're open to it, but don't, you know, hijack their voice. Don't hijack their script. Don't hijack their creative project. And number four, make it a conversation, not a lecture. Leave room for questions and dialogue. Try to always center the note around what's best for the project. Let's talk about the art of the rewrite, or the redesign, or the edit. Rewriting doesn't mean you failed in any way. It means you're committed to making it the best it can possibly be, right? Revising, having more clarity, more courage to rewrite it and edit it and redesign it. And while doing so, you want to keep what's true to your voice. You want to try new versions just to see what happens, right? And you can always go back to the original, but now it's an informed choice. Constructive feedback and notes help shape your creative project, your script, your film into something solid, into something more you, hopefully, and into the best it can possibly be. This week, I'm learning to share my writing with more peers. I like to keep things really, really close until I feel like it's almost perfect. But let's be real, nothing is ever going to be perfect. We have to share our work, get feedback, and that's how we grow. I'm learning to share more, be more receptive to others' thoughts, and get the work out into the world. This week's creative challenge is called Decode the Note. So grab a notebook or open your laptop, choose one real piece of feedback you've received recently, and set a timer for 10 minutes. Answer these questions. Number one, what did the note actually say? Number two, what did you hear when you received it? Number three, what might the truth or useful insight be beneath it? And number four, what's one small step you can take based on this reflection? This short 10-minute process builds resilience, clarity, and creative authority. I hope you're able to do this week's creative challenge. And as always, please let me know how it goes. Thanks for listening to this episode of Originate Now. Feedback can feel super, super personal, and sometimes it is, but it doesn't have to be a painful process. The more we learn to receive, decode and respond to notes, the stronger our work becomes. Hopefully. But I believe it does. If this episode helped you out or resonated with you in some way, please share it with a creative friend. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joy is in the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources.